So we had a chance to see the Gemara yesterday. We left off with a few questions. The Gemara I presented was really a machlokes amoraim, it would seem. Rav Yosef and Abaye, Rebbe and Talmud. How to read the middle of our Mishnah. And it should have implications for how to read the next Mishnah. Mishnah tells us the middle din of the opening Mishnah in Perek, Kuf Gimel and Beis Kuf Dav, and Aleph tells us that there is an Isser Ha'Allah, the Isser Drabanan of Ha'Allah, of having, eating milchiks and fleshiks, even different people eating milchiks and fleshiks off of the same table, or having a mixed milchiks and fleshiks buffet, and people are supposed to take one or the other, but not both. So those scenarios are Asr Mi Drabanan, that's the Isser of Ha'Allah, of Sir, literally Ha'Allah means to raise up, means to place, to serve, to present food, two different types of food on the same table. That's an Isser Drabanan of Ha'Allah, and the Mishnah tells us that not only is it Asr by Besar Behema, it's even Asr Besar Chaya and cheese, or Besar Ov and cheese, and Stam Mishnah in the first Mishnah. The next Mishnah tells us the Machlok is whom and whom. The issue is machlokas. Bisham Beis Hillel. Bisham say no. There's no iser halah by oaf. Oaf is flesh. You can't eat with milchiks. But there's no iser to serve it alongside milchiks. And we pass them like Beis Hillel. And the Stam Mishnah is like Beis Hillel. No. Not only is chicken fleshik, but it's even the iser halah applies as well. Rav Yosef and Abaye are tzukrikt. Rav Yosef and Abaye are disagreeing over how to understand the implications of that statement, that there is an Isra Allah ba'ov. Yosef assumed that you see from that, that must be that Oaf is Fleshik Minat Torah. How could they be an Isra Allah on Oaf B'chalav, if even Achilas Oaf B'chalav is only Isra Drabanan? I lo gazrin gzer l'gzer. And Abaye apparently disagrees. We know the vast majority of Rishonim assume that Halach L'maisa Oaf B'chalav is Drabanan. So most Rishonim assume, again, we had seen earlier that Marchesha said the Rambam wouldn't necessarily make this jump, but most Rishonim assume that if we paskin Oaf B'chalav is Rabbanan, that means we're looking for our Mishnah, this Mishnah, not enough for Rav Akiva later says Oaf B'chalav is Rabbanan, we're looking for this Mishnah also Oaf B'chalav is Rabbanan. So presumably we paskin like Abaya. We paskin like Abaya that no, even though it's Isra Halah, and still it is. Even Achila is Rabbanan. Rav Yosef makes a strong point. Lo gazrinan zeir l'gzeira. How could it be that Achila's Oaf B'chalav, but some eating chicken cheeseburger is only Issa Rabbanan, and it's going to be Asr as well. Within that Issa Rabbanan, we're going to have, it will be the roots of another Issa Rabbanan. It's going to generate a second Issa Rabbanan. You can't even serve the grilled chicken alongside the milchik lasagna. Hayitachin. That was Rav Yosef's argument. After all, Chalas Chutz La'aretz. There's no Isser Ha'Allah by Chalas Chutz La'aretz. As the Mishnah said, why would the Isser Ha'Allah Chalas Chutz La'aretz? Because you're not a Kohen, you're a Zar, so you're not allowed to eat Chalas Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to eat Chalas Chutz La'aretz from the Torah, Midrabanan? Midrabanan, because Midrabanan Torah. Can you prove to me that Chalas Chutz La'aretz is mutter to you, Midrabanan Torah? Prove it. Prove to me that Chalas Chutz La'aretz is mutter for a Zar, Midrabanan Torah. How do you know? Because Minat Torah, it's not challah. Minat Torah, when you make dough, you use 14 cups of flour, 21 cups of flour, triple recipe. You use an entire 5-pound bag plus of flour to make challahs for a shavuot brachos. Enough for a fresher's challah. You're doing this in your kitchen in New City. You're doing your kitchen in Hartford. Using your kitchen in the great rural expanse of Queens County. And you go outside to the backyard, you pick some fresh wheat, and you winnow, you grind into millet in the backyard in the river run mill. And I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm working on the assumption that Queens is still farmland. So Brooklyn used to be farmland too.
Yeah, I hear it, but it was.
Yes. So, but Bekitzer, but be that as it may, Min HaTorah, when you make dough in Chutz La'aretz and you're mafresh challah, Min HaTorah, what happened? Nothing. Min HaTorah, there's no such thing as fresh challah. It's no different than if you went to your backyard and you went to your backyard, we're getting closer to, right, to the season of Birkas Ilanos. You gotta know where all the cherry trees are and the plum trees and the pear trees. There you go, Mashteta. So you go outside, so now you can walk outside of the Gok in a month or two and pick some of those apples or pears, whatever they are. So if you pick some of those apples and pears and you're Mafresh Truma, what happened? Nothing. Absolutely zero, because no, so there's no Chalos Truma in Chosart. So Minat Torah, yes. Now tell us.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm going to step into the. About, I guess I'm about to step into the jaws of the lion here. Min HaTorah, they also know Chalois Chala in Chutzlaretz. Okay? And HaTorah, Yimafresh Chala in Chutzlaretz, it doesn't mean anything because the concept doesn't exist in HaTorah. The whole concept is only in Drabar. So obviously, the Isser to Azar to eat Chalos Chutzlaretz, of course, is Isser Drabar. Min HaTorah, it has no Kedusha. Min HaTorah is just regular dough. It's nothing. It's no different than any other bread. Its whole status is only in Rabbanan. Obviously, it's Achila is Rabbanan. And the Mishnah says, or as Tosfos points out, the Gemara is paraphrasing Mishnah, which say, no, it's Sirhala. So, okay. So Abai seems to say, no, Rav Yosef, I disagree with my Rebbe Rav Yosef. I think that Oth Bechal is Rabbanan, and despite that, there's Sirhala on Oth and Chalav side by side. We have to figure out how we closed up. We left off with yesterday. So it seems like there are a lot of hanging threads in the sugya. The Tosas have pointed out that it's a little surprised. We'll get back to Tosas in a moment. Rav Yosef himself is a little surprised. He needs to prove Engloga's reading Zera. But what's more surprising, in a sense, is Abaye. I mean, Abaye rejects the proof. Abaye says, no, Chalos Chutzlaretz is not Nishkein Raya. No, Chalos Chutzlaretz, that's a special case. It's very disconnected. And therefore what? And therefore Abai rejects the principle the Gemara has in so many places, the Logos Reading Zer Gzer. Is this a machlokas of Yosef and Abai, whether Gaz Reading Zer Gzer, Logos Reading Zer Gzer? It's a little surprising. But if it's not, so then how does Abai disagree? Abai pushed back into Yosef's Raya, and therefore what? And therefore, really, Gaz Reading Zer Gzer, and that's why, is this Rahala, no Pachav, no Achilz, no Pachav, Rabban? Maybe. It's pretty shocking. So this is a little... So it's certainly a little bit shocking. And then there's more. There's more. I left off with a following question. Could be. The Gemara says in many places, we'll get back to some moment, the Gemara says in a number of places, well, Logos Reading Zer Gzer. But it's always the Loka Abaye, and if we pass in Laka Abaye, that means that we pass in Logos Reading Zer Gzer. No one ever told us till we got to Huluk of Dalet. I'm sorry?
We list some cases
that aren't there. So then what's Abaye saying? What's Abaye saying? And then there's more. There's more also. I had left off yesterday. Mom has just left this one little thread hanging. I just want to open up one more kasha in the Shakitari here. And then we can take a look at Tosfos and see where it takes us. What exactly was Abaye's pushback against Rav Yosef's Raya? Rav Yosef had said, I'll prove to you the Logos Reading Zer Gzeira. After all, achilas chalos chutzlaretz tezat, it's mutter to kohanim, it's asur to zarim, but only midrabanan. So that's why there's no iser ha'allah. Nechels and mazar al shulchan, nothing wrong with the zar sitting next to a kohen who's eating chalos chutzlaretz. And oh, he didn't know iser ha'allah, because it would have been atu and iser drabanan. So what does Abaye say? No, that's different. Why is that different? Remember, when you have iser, it means you have a daraisa, A, and then that leads to drabban number one, which may or may not lead to drabban number two, because reading zera gzera, logos reading zera gzera. So the weak point ought to be that second step. It's okay to make a din drabban number one atu a daraisa, but it's not okay to make din drabban two atu din drabban number one. Logos reading the second step is a problem. Here's what's funny though. That's not what Abaye said. When Abaye pushes back against the chalos chutzlaretz, what he says is the first link, the first leaf is the problem. And what Abaye said is that's different because, not because, Abaye didn't say, to go from achilas chalos chutzlaretz to halah is too much of a jump. He said the first link is the problem. He said from chalos eretz yisrael daraisa to chalos chutzlaretz rabbanan is too much of a leap. Bishlam yashmin chalos chutzlaretz ba'aretz. It says, We're not talking about Chalos Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Chutz La'aretz. The whole Chalos Chutz La'aretz is located in Chutz La'aretz, thousands of miles away from any Chal D'Oraisa of Eretz Yisrael. So Lekha L'Migzar. What do you mean Lekha L'Migzar? That's not an argument to not make the second Gzera. It's an argument to not make the first Gzera. The logic that Baha'i is putting forward should have led us to believe that there's no such thing as Chalos Chutz La'aretz at all. Not just no Isra Halah, the whole concept shouldn't exist. I mean, it's an interesting svara that Abai is saying, but Abai's svara seems like it's a little too powerful. Right? Abai says, from Chalos Eretz Yisrael to Chalos Chutz La'aretz, who's going to get confused? This is in America, that's in Eretz Yisrael, thousands of miles away. That's a very good point. By that argument, there should be no Chalos Chutz La'aretz at all. Not just no Isra Halah, there should be no Isra Achila Lazarim, there should be no Chalos Chutz La'aretz. Because it's not going to, no one's going to get confused. Or at least no Israel Lazarim. I can let this Yisrael over here, I can let this Levi eat the Chalos Chutz La'aretz. Don't worry, he's not going to get confused and eat Chalos Eretz Yisrael. Chalos Eretz Yisrael, 1,000 miles away, it's a different universe. What? Right? It's a strange pushback. They're like a lot of funny pieces in the Gemara. Right? We don't understand why Rav Yosef needs to work so hard to prove. Look, his name is Zera. We're not sure what Abai is trying to do by disproving. And does he really hold the Gazrim there? And the way he pushes back about Chalos Chutz La'aretz in particular, he's not pushing back against the movement from Gzer 1 to Gzer 2. He's really pushing back again. He explained why we shouldn't have, sounds like I shouldn't even make Gzer 1 in the first place. Okay, that's a nice Svara. But Lamais of the Tanoim disagree. Because Lamais of the Mishnah tells there is something called Chalos Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan. And it's not mutter for Zarim to eat Chalos Chutz La'aretz. So what are you supposed to do with Abai Svar? Like a funny, the Cheshbon is a funny Cheshbon, yeah. Yeah.
Does it have to be that you hold one way or the other? It could be like, for this case, I hold this, for this case, I hold this.
Yeah, so that's what Tosis says. Let's take a look at Tosis. Tosis is not even dealing with Abai. Tosis is right from the beginning of the Gemara. And some guys found the Tosfos very smooth to read,
yeah.
And some did not. Let's take a look together. This is very much, we've seen a lot of Tosfos in this year, where Tosfos doesn't actually directly spell out what their question is. They just sort of lay out some data points. Yosef says, and how do I know that Loga is reading Zerah, and therefore, the fact that this is Isra Halah and Ov shows that Achilas Ov must be the Raisa, the Chalim Makomos over he goof with Zerah and Anegum with Zerah. In many places, the Gemara asks, and you have to know the punctuation. The missing punctuation is question mark, exclamation mark. And in many places, the Gemara says, asks as a Tema. How could it be? This is a Gzeir Drabbanan. We're going to make another Gzeir out to this Gzeir. Of course it can't be. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a Gemara in the first break of Shabbos. Pak. Pei Kuf is Parakama. Parakama is Shabbos. And Parakama is Likim, the second Parak of Shabbos. And Beresh Beitza. Very beginning of Masechus Beitza and the top of Dav Gimel and Al. So in many places, the Gemara takes that stance. Gzeir like Gzeir. Of course we're going to make Gzeir like Gzeir. Vahacha, ba'ina la'asuye raya le'inin gzer dahala atu achila. Here we wanted to bring a raya, or more than we wanted to. Ba'ina can mean we want to. Ba'ina calls to mean we need to. Exactly. We need la'asuye raya. We need to bring a raya that you would not make a gzer of hala atu achila. V'yesh makamos nami digazrinan gzer gzer. And there are places where we do make a gzer gzer. Now, it would be easier to keep going below Chai Shinan. In some places, we do say Gzer, Gzer, and we're not worried. It doesn't bother us to make Gzer, Gzer. Ein Ladamos, it would be easy to not realize that Ein Ladamos is the beginning of the next sentence. Ein Ladamos sounds in the middle of a flow. But Ad Kan the Kasha. That's Tosus Kasha. You have to recognize, every once in a while, Tosus and Mukiyos and other Rishonim will ask, we're used to seeing two-way stiros. But what this is, can we look at what Tosis is trying to drive at? What this is a three-way stira. You have it sometimes, the Tosis will point out, the Tosis in Shavuos said, asks us about another moment of Libatzer, and Muki Yosef and Baba Basra says it's about Migo against the Rove. Every once in a while, Tosis and Oshan will say, I have a three-way stira. Yes, no, and maybe.
Maybe so.
Right. Either yes, no, and suffix, or yes, no, machlokas. That's like, oh, what's going on? Do we hold another one of the bus say, are like karka? They're not like karka, or machlokas are like karka? Three ways to hear. But that's the answer what Tosis is driving at here. The Hacha Ba'inan is not saying that, Tosis is not saying, oh, Hacha Ba'inan is, that doesn't work well with the Gemara's and the Shabbos, the Gemara and Beitza. That's a problem. Because over there, it was Davar Pashat. And here, it sounds like we agree that Logos means Xera, but we need to bring a proof. It wasn't the Milsa de Pshita. Like, oh, okay, I'm open to you showing me that Logos means Xera. But in Shabbos and Beitza, just like, come on. The Gemara and Beitza is particularly illuminating. When Beitza, the opening Mishnah and Beitza, how many people ever start Mishnah and Beitza? How many people? Okay. How many people know what Mishnah and Beitza are about? What's the top Masechet about? Yantin. Right. Somebody should actually call Masechet Yantin. So why do we call Masechet Beitza? Because like Sukkah and Megillah, it's named also for the first word of the Masechet. So Masechet Beitza is called Masechet Beitza. It's about Hilchos Yantin. It happens to be the first din is about a Beitza Shenol de Yantin. So the Mishnah assumes that the Beitza Shenol de Yantin, if you have a chicken lays an egg, chickens lay eggs every day of the year. They're not on a schedule. They don't take off vacation for Shabbos Yantin. So what happens if a chicken lays an egg on Yantiv? So am I allowed to eat it or not? So the Mishnah seems to indicate lahalacha, Mishana Vesilo. Sounds like lahalacha, you cannot eat on Yantiv, eat an egg that was laid on Yantiv. And the Gemara works very hard to figure out what's wrong. It's like a mir lakum or something? There's no malach involved, and it was a chicken who did it. So what's wrong with the egg that was laid on Yantiv? So maybe it's nolad.
It was born.
Correct. Literally. The Gemara works on a couple of different suggestions. One suggestion, two of the suggestions are, maybe it falls under the category of either the Gzeid Rabban of Peiros HaNoshrim, or the Gzeid Rabban of Mashkin Shazavu. Chazal made a Gzeira that if Me'atari not allowed to pick fruits on Shabbos and Yantif, so, but if the fruit falls off on its own, I didn't pick it. But the Chazal said, if we allow you to eat the fruit that fell off on its own, you might all of a sudden say that a lot of fruit fell off on its own. Or if we allow you to go to the backyard and pull one or two plums off the ground, you might like them so much that when the supply on the ground runs out, you might reach up and pick some more. And that would be...
That would
be... All right, or you might... accidentally, on purpose, bump into the tree a little too much, a little too vigorously, like the stuff that fell off the truck.
Yeah.
So there might be the fruit, quote-unquote, that fell off the tree. So Chazal said, even if it mamish fell off the tree, if it fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yantif, peiros, hanoshim, fruit that falls down, or mashkin, shazavu, I have juice that's oozing out of the fruit. So to squeeze the juice out of the fruit is a malacha. If it oozes on its own, I didn't do any malacha. But again, the same concern. If you're lazy to drink that juice, you may end up, you'll have a little bit, you want some more, and you may end up violating Shechita. So the Mish Gemara says, well, maybe an egg is also sort of like Peiros HaNoshrim. Fruit that appeared sort of out of the chicken. Not exactly Peiros HaNoshrim. Right. Nor than anything, well, you wouldn't, right? It's not like I'd be so hungry for another egg, I'm going to squeeze the chicken. Well, that's not going to help. That's not going to help. So the Gemara says, well, it's sort of like if we allow you to eat the eggs that get laid on Shabbos, so the same farmer who goes to the chicken coop and pulls out eggs is going to then walk 100 meters to the plum tree and take the plums that are sitting below the tree, just like he took the eggs sitting below the chicken. Same setup. And the Gemara raises the question, how could that be? Xera, xera. The whole Peiros HaNoshrim is only a gzera. The fact you can't eat the plums off the bottom of the tree, on the ground below the tree, that's only a gzera. I'm not making an gzera. We're just saying, Davar Pashat. Gzera, how could it be? So on the one hand, you have Gemaras like the Gemara in Beitza. Of course, gzera is out of the question. On the other extreme, you have Gemaras that say, we do make a gzera. And then in the middle, we have our Gemara, which, how is our Gemara in the middle? Often our Gemara also says Logos means Xer, but it's not exactly like Beitza. Number one, Because we need to bring, Tosfos stress, we need to, it wasn't Davar Pashut, we need to bring a Raya. Now that alone, you could have said, okay, maybe this is where the Gemara proves it, and once it was proved here, everywhere else will rely on this proof. But there's more. It's not in the fact that our Gemara is in between a gray area, not only because it wasn't Davar Pashut, we needed to prove it, because again, maybe this is when we proved it, and from here on in, we know whatever else. It's more just that we need to prove it. We'll come back to that in a moment. Good, good, good. We were proving specific halal to achil. We'll come back to that. But there's more things about the rest of the Gemara. Yeah! Rav Yosef proved it. Not only does Rav Yosef feel the need to prove, which is very surprising, and Abaye disagrees. This is actually a very classic three-way stira. Yes, no, machlokas. And the Gemara basically just says, oh, logos rin xera. And then everyone so well tells points that the Gemara is actually slipping xera, no one says boo. And then here, it's machlokas. Rav Yosef himself is not super for sure about it. He felt need to prove it, and Abaye had to disagree. That's a solid stira. It's a solid three-way stira. And what's Taisis? Gishmak Akasha. And what's the Teresis Gishmak Akasha? Yeah. Teresis is... Don't ask questions. Ein ladamos zeros chachal mezu lezu elavim bekomo shashas medam. Well, Tosa says, don't compare xeris rabban. Only if the Talmud compares them. Otherwise, you can't compare them. Which offhand, at first blush, sounds like don't ask any questions. That runs counter to the way we've been trained to think every time you open a Gemara that you're supposed to ask kashas. It seems as though Tosa says, no questions allowed. Obviously, that's not what Tosfos means. So what do they mean? No questions allowed. They didn't say no questions allowed. What did they say more precisely?
When we ask questions, then the Gemara
asks. What more precisely did Tosfos say? What was the language Tosfos used? I hope. I would hope. It would be ideal, I would say, just to take a sidebar here for a moment. It would be ideal if when you learned this Tosfos, you were bothered by this question, what Tosfos is actually asking, what's their answer? If not, you look back at Tosfos tonight, tomorrow when you chazer, and you'll see Taka, like, I should have asked myself, it's a great kasha, what's the teretz? And maybe you even notice, the language that they use is not, oh, you can't ask questions, it was, can't compare them. They're not comparable, they're not commensurate. Ein ladamos. You can't compare two different zeres. How come you can't compare two different zeros?
What does that mean?
So maybe that means, in other words, it sounds like Tosfos, so very good. So it sounds like Tosfos is saying, we'll get to our bottom in a moment. It sounds like Tosfos is saying, before you even look at other Rishonim, it sounds like Tosfos is saying, different zeros work differently. Different zeros are different. They're not all the same. So it sounds like what Tosfos is saying is, well, by some zeros, Rabbanan, it's going to make sense to be gozer gzera, by other gzera shabban, it's not going to make sense. And then there might be gzera sort of in between, where it's not 100% clear whether you should be gozer or not be gozer. And Harav Inger made a very important point before, which is when Tosfos was meduyek, when they were saying the kash, when Tosfos referred to our, Tosfos only refers to our Gemara for a line. Tosfos is all over Shasya. But the one line Inger pointed out, the Tosfos talks to our Gemara, there was a very important nuance that Tosfos added. Tosfos didn't just say in our Gemara we needed to prove that Gazrin Xerat Zera, excuse me, Lo Gazrin Xerat Zera. Our Gemara felt the need to prove that Lo Gazrin Hala Atu Achila, which we noticed yesterday. We learned the Gemara. It's interesting that the case in Chala is so parallel to our, not just Gzera number one, Gzera number two, but specifically an Isra Rabban of Achila and an Isra Rabban of subsequent Isra Rabban of Hala. The Tosfos is saying, that's not happens to work out well. That's the point. And in phrasing the Kasha, Tosra, it sounds like maybe they're giving us a little bit of insight into the Teretz. We weren't wondering whether in general do we ever make Zeres like Zeres. We were wondering specifically if some of the Usher to eat Midrabanan, would Chazal say that you can't even eat something else at the table? Whether it's, I'm eating Fleishchitz and that's Milchik, but I'm only eating Fleishchitz and Midrabanan, or I'm a non-Kohen, I'm a Zar, and that's something which is treif for me, Midrabanan, because it's Chalas Chutz La'aretz.
It was more targeted. And what Tosis is answering, again, they're not even phrased as a question, sort of presenting three different categories of Gemara. And saying, because they're not really comparable. Not all Gzeiros Rabbanan are created alike. You know, if I ask you, I'm driving a vehicle. So, we're going for a Shir Shabbaton. So, will one vehicle be enough? Can we fit the whole Shir into one vehicle or not? What's the answer? It depends. Is the vehicle a mini? Is the vehicle a bus? There's a lot of different. No, you have to have it. It would be absurd to say, no, I need an answer about vehicles. Can we all fit in one vehicle or not? That's a silly question. Right. So Dovi is ready to fit everyone in regardless. Right? But Pashup Shah, it's a silly question. Not all vehicles are the same. Some vehicles have 2 seats. Some vehicles have 24 seats. Baruch Hashem, we were at our peak. It depends. The Torah says, you can't make statements about vehicles. Different vehicles have different sizes. The Torah says, you can't make statements about Durabbanans. It's not a blanket Gzeiros HaKasuv. Logas ring Gzeira. It depends. Different Gzeiras are different. Our Gemara was specifically asking, would we make an Gzeira Halah to Achila? Oh. Now, the question is still, okay, you got to fill in the blanks here. Tosis is giving me just the contours of an answer. Well, you can't compare because apparently Gzeiras Rabbanan are different in what way? In what variable are they different and why does that matter? So Dovi said, well, let's look at the Rambanu-based Midrasha. The Ramban and the Rashba says it very briefly, and the Ritva says it much more by Riches. The Ramban is very quoted from one of the Ravids. He quotes Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdin. That's the Ra Av Bezdin. Sometimes he gets called the Ravid. He's not the same as the Ravid on the Rambam. I think those two Ravids were father-in-law, son-in-law. Gets a little confusing. There's a Ravid the first and a Ravid the second. There's also a third Ravid. He only wrote a history book, the Seder HaKabbalah. It could be. Maybe he was on his father's basis.
How would
that
work if they're related?
Hataras Adarim. It's a good question. They're on the same basis. Maybe they had a panel that chooses a 3 out of a pool. So what did the Ramban say? The Ramban did feel a little more in terms of context.
There's 2 different
Kira of Xeris. What does that mean? How close Xeris are to each other? Okay. That's Ramban Ray was Ilaha Lokai Maha, which those Gemaras about the Logos Ring Xera talk about. Kula Chada Xeri. I mean, it's all one big Xera. And why should it matter? Well, if we don't make Isra Ban number 2, even Isra Ban number 1 won't last. And therefore, why is that matir, the Isser of Engos and Xeris?
Because there's only one
Xera.
It's one Isser.
Right. So either say because it was originally structured as a single Xera. For instance, I could say it's not that they made a new Isser, second Isra Banan of Beis Hashanah Beyontiv. They made a Istrabanan of Peres HaNoshrim, and when they originally formulated that Gzeira, they included fruit and eggs. Okay, so it was literally Kulachad Gzeri. Or you say, not so much like technically, formally, it was the only single Gzeira, but maybe more substantively, if the what's driving Logazrin and Gzeira Lugzeira is that the second Gzeira is not doing much to protect the original Issa Daraisa. Well, that's going to be different if Iloha Lakai Maha. If without the second Isra Ban, the first Isra Ban will fade away, no one's going to keep it. Okay? And in order to protect the Raisa, you need both Yisurim Rabban to protect the Raisa. Right? That's what Rabban seems to be saying. Kirav HaGzeiros. Kirav HaGzeiros is a sense of how likely is it that if you do A, they'll come to B. If you do B, they'll come to C. And that's what you saw in the... That's what you saw in the Ritva as well. He used the language of the Chada Gzeri. The Hacha Chada Gzeri. Chada Gzeri.
Yeah. Now, yeah, there might be more going on. There might be more going on. But, yeah. And now let's go back. Let's go back for now and think about how the Gemara started. Or how we, more precisely, how we started here today. We started here with a couple of kashas on the Gemara. Tosis only officially addressed one of them. Right? Tosis addressed, well, let's try Rav Yosef. Why does Rav Yosef feel the need to prove Logos Rinu Xera? Right? Or is it Davar Pashut? The answer, Tosis answer, well, sometimes it's Davar Pashut, sometimes it's not. And sometimes it's Davar Pashut. Why would you make who needs the second Xera? For the second Xera, the first Xera is such a big leap, it's not necessary to protect the original Daraisa. And here, we weren't so sure. Maybe it is. After all, when you serve stuff, you usually end up eating it. That's what happens. When, right, when you put out food, people eat. That's the way it works. The halach from a halach to achila is a pretty straight path. Right? So that's why there was an argument to be made that you could make a kulachad exerihi. And in fact, if you allow you to serve chicken and cheese, people are going to be eating chicken and cheese. In fact, that's what Bai does seem to say. And here we answer question number two that we had. How are you talking? Abai doesn't hold Logos Rinu Xera L'Xera. And says, no, he does. He just thinks that this is on the other side of the border. There are cases when everyone agrees Logos Rinu Xera L'Xera. There are cases when everyone agrees that we do go Xera L'Xera. And this is in between. So here's my focus. The tilt this way, tilt that way. And again, and it's supposed to already point down how Allah atu achila is a unique type of situation. Because again, you serve food, people eat. As we know, that doesn't mean people always finish everything that's being served. As we just noticed an hour, it was a halachic experiment. And it was also a Suez Prater, obviously. It was a Suez Prater, but it was also, in retrospect, a halachic experiment. It was a Suez welcome, it was a Suez goodbye, and it was a chance for us to a halachic laboratory. So, not everything gets eaten, but lamaisa, you put out food, and food will get eaten. Maybe not all of it, but food's going to go. Well, and then now let's finally, how about the last kasha? We had left off with a third kasha, which was Abaye's argument is a funny argument. Abaye was saying, nah, don't bring really Gazrin and Xer L'Xera. Or specifically, Gazrin and Ha'ala Atu Achila Drabana. But Chaz Chutzar is different because Chaz Chutzar is so far away. So we say, one second. He's attacking the first Drabana, not the second Drabana. Right? By his argument, there shouldn't be any Chaz Chutzar at all. Or Manushach, if there is, so then... Right? The answer is something that David pointed out yesterday, which is probably what's going on here, is that Chalas Chutzlaretz is not a gezeira atu Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Chalas Chutzlaretz, and it could be this is part of what Abaye is driving at. Chalas Chutzlaretz is a takana. The Gemara says that there are Masak and Chalas Chutzlaretz, I believe it's on Bechoros. Masak and Chalas Chutzlaretz, why was this Masak and Chalas Chutzlaretz? Shalot Tishtakach Torah's Chal. Chaklaus will be engulfed for so many centuries, we shouldn't forget that there's a concept called Hafreshos Chal. Sounds a little bit like Zechel Mikdash. You should remember, you have this idea, everyone's a long one, not such a common theme. Everyone's a long one. Shalot Tishtakach Torah's X. Shalot Tishtakach Torah's Chal. Torah's Tefillah. Okay, maybe. Okay, yes. So in the Hanami, we're not saying that if you eat Chalas Chutzlar, if a Zar is Chalas Chutzlar, he's going to come to eat Chalas Chutzlar. No. It's not really Gzera Gzera at all. Chalas Chutzlar is a Takana, not a Gzera. They didn't say, if you don't have Chalas Chutzlar, you're going to do this Issa Daraisa. No. There was a reason why Chazal is like until Sidahi. It was a Takana. They create Chazal, create a new concept to fulfill a certain goal. So, but to make a gzeira, to then add a gzeira onto that, that would need to be supporting some issa din daraisa. And to make that argument, yes. Rabbi said, that's very hard. If I do halos chals chutzlaretz, I'm going to come to eat chals eretz yisrael? Whoa, that's very, very distant. So that's not reason to create a gzeira to protect the drabbanon. But the first drabbanon wasn't the gzeira. Here the first drabbanon was a takana. They created chasul tzar shal just takat tzar shal, not gzeira atu. And so Abaye says it's not relevant to here. You might be able to make the argument. You can make halah atu achila drabbanon if that achila drabbanon is close enough to achila daraisa, because then it's going to be a straight line from halah to achila to achila. That's going to be a likely gzeira daraisa. Tomorrow what we need to do is see. Now we saw the sugya in and of itself. I want to see how it comes up in Siman Tzadi, and specifically, I think looking at the Tad Nakudas Hakesef, Anali Dalva and themselves, they may bring us back to a new perspective on our Gemara as well.
How did the Ritter we did 2 weeks ago stem with all this?